Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Now, here's my question for you. What person in history do you really admire for their courage? Now, some Americans would say Abraham Lincoln. More recently, Mother Teresa bravely served poor people in India for most of her life. Well, there are many different ways to be bold and courageous. The title of today's lesson is Captain James Cook. Yes, let's continue the story of this famous shipmaster. Open your magazine and let's begin.
Captain James Cook. James Cook advanced quickly in the Navy. In 2 years, he was master of one of His Majesty's ships. He was responsible for the navigation and management of the ship. During this time, 1759, England and France were at war. The ship Cook managed sailed to North America and up the St. Lawrence River to support the army in Canada. "A long way up the river," the captain said. "There are 200 ships waiting here. The river is dangerous, and the buoys that mark the safe channel have been removed." Cook replied, "We'll just have to rechart and rebuoy the river." And so he and his crew did.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们看 navigation 这个不可数名词。Navigation 是昨天的 navigate, 这个动词的名词意思是航行或航海。例如 ,the unstable weather poses a threat to our navigation. 气候不稳定对于我们的航行是具有威胁性的。或者是 our plane's navigation system is not functioning normally. 我们飞机的导航系统运作的不太正常。或者是 many people depend on a navigation app when they are trying to find directions. 许多人找路的时候都靠导航的应用软体。接下来我们看 channel 这个名词。channel 是指航道、渠道或者是海峡。例如 these cruise ships should always sail in designated channels for safety reasons. 为了安全起见，这些游轮都应该要在指定的航道上行驶。或者是 the Channel Tunnel Project took over 10 years to accomplish. 这个海峡隧道计划花了超过10年才完成。Channel 也可以指电视频道。例如 Billy switched to another channel to watch soccer. Billy 换到另外一个频道看足球。
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, let's continue learning about Captain James Cook.Now, yesterday we learned that this man wanted adventure. He loved adventure. So what did he do? He joined the Navy. Now, Rebecca, is the Navy an easy thing to join?
Oh, definitely not. There are a lot of different things, exercises, activities that you have to do. As a matter of fact, three of my siblings, I have one sister and two brothers, who are in the Navy,They tried to get me to join the Navy, and I said, no way. I don't think I could make it.
So that's not your kind of adventure.
No.
But Captain James Cook, that is his kind of adventure, okay? And we read here, James Cook advanced quickly in the Navy. Now,
Hold on for just a moment, Gabe.
Yes.
Before we move on, can we talk about that word to advance?
Well, yes, I was going to talk about that.
Oh, good. We're on the same page.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Advancing. Okay, that means that you're improving in some way, especially in your skill. You're improving in skill.
That's right. This reminds me of my brother, Martin. As a kid, he was an excellent swimmer. As a matter of fact, it didn't take him long to advance to the next level.On the swim team that he was on.
Very good. So if you want to learn something, often there are different levels, right? Different stages, and you advance from one stage to the next. We also talk about people advancing in their careers. So if you have a dream career, a dream job, you might have to work from one level to the next. We call that advancing in your career.
Excellent. Well, we are learning in our lesson that James Cook advanced quickly in the Navy. In 2 years, he was master of one of His Majesty's ships. Now, you see those words, His Majesty, that's actually referring to the King.
The King, or these days we might call the Queen Her Majesty, right?
Right.
So we're talking about being the master of one of these ships, and he was responsible for the navigation and management of the ship. And during this time, 1759, England and France were at war. Okay, so these two countries were fighting each other.
And we see here the ship Cook managed sailed to North America and up the St. Lawrence River to support the army in Canada. Well, before we continue, we want to go join the guys in the Info Cloud. They have something that they want to talk about, well, referring to this word, sail.
Hello, friends. Here's a question for thought. We know that sailboats sail because they have sails. But what about vessels that don't have any sails, like tugboats, cruise ships, and cargo ships? Can they also sail?
Of course they can. In an extended sense, sail means traveling on water in a vessel propelled by any means. So yes, even if a ship is powered by engines, we can still say that it is sailing.
Now, the same can be said for the expression set sail. In a narrow sense, set sail means to start off on a sailing trip. But it can also describe the beginning of any journey, whether by a sailboat or some other means of transportation.
This shows that new technologies don't always lead to new vocabulary. Sometimes old words are adapted to new uses. Here are some other examples. People still talk about dialing a phone, even though rotary phones are no longer used.
That's right. And the same goes for the ringing of a telephone, which in the old days had a small bell in it.
If you want someone to open the window in a car, we ask them to roll down the window, even though the window crank is now a thing of the past.
Right. Finally, there's the tube, which is slang for a television. Why is it called that? Because once upon a time, there were actual tubes in a TV set.
科技的创新会带来新的产品，但词汇通常是根深蒂固、跟不上时代的，这就导致一个很有趣的现象，那就是古老过时的词汇被用在新的产品上。 电话是个很好的例子。当我们要打电话给某人，我们还是会用dial这个字拨电话。虽然用转盘的电话早已经被淘汰了，手机的响声我们还是称之为 ringing铃响。虽然里面并没有一个铃铛，坐车的时候想要把窗户打开，我们还是会讲 roll down the window，把窗户摇下来。 除非你坐的是一个老爷车，车窗应该不是用摇的。帆船叫 sailboat， 古时候的船都是 sailboat， 所以船的航行就用了 sail 这个动词。但现在任何的船，不管是不是帆船，还依旧用 sail 来表示航行。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。Thank
you guys. Well, sailing on. Let's go to the next sentence here. A long way up the river, the captain said, there are 200 ships waiting here. The river is dangerous and the buoys that mark the safe channel have been removed. Okay, so it looks like he really is on an adventure. I would say anytime you're out at sea, Rebecca, it's kind of an adventure.
Well, I would definitely say that as well. I haven't spent a lot of time out at sea looking for buoys that mark the safe channel, but I have spent some time at sea, and it's kind of fun, actually. But an adventure.
It is an adventure for us. Of course, the captain of the ship already knows where he's going, right? But here in our lesson, we read that this captain, James Cook, actually, it seems like he didn't know where he was going because the buoys, which are things that mark the path, were removed, so they weren't exactly sure where to go.
And I really like that word, mark. Oftentimes, when I think of that name, when I think of that word, I think of the verb form to mark up a paper. That is, you know, to add different marks on the paper. But here's another example as the way it is used in our lesson. Along the path, there are several pieces of tape that mark the correct way to go. So let's say you're out hiking mm-hmm. and you see these little pieces of tape on the trees. That actually marks the correct way to go on the path.
And that reminds me of my river tracing experience last year with a couple of friends, and we were following arrows, and these arrows were painted on rocks. These arrows marked the path we were supposed to take to the waterfall. So think of another way you can use this verb to mark something, to mark a path or mark a way.
Unfortunately, though, for Captain James Cook, the buoys that mark the safe channel had been removed. But have no fear, Cook replies by saying, "We'll just have to rechart and re-buoy the river." And so he and his crew did. There was no problem. They just re-buoyed and or remarked and recharted the way that they needed to go.
All right, well, friends, we do have more to learn about this bold captain right after this. So stay
tuned.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are continuing to learn about the bold Captain James Cook. Now, he joined the Navy, and he advanced quite quickly. He was very good at what he did, and pretty soon, he was in charge of one very big ship. Now, I have a question for you. Have you ever had to trailblaze? Have you ever had to think of a path, the best possible path to take? That's what James Cook had to do, and it was not easy. Well, we're going to find out how this path, how this channel has benefited other people next.
Captain James Cook. Finally, every British ship sailed safely up the river. The charts that Cook made were used for more than 100 years. Then the Royal Society decided to send an expedition to Tahiti to study Venus. They would also explore the South Pacific and look for a great southern continent. They needed someone who could navigate in bad weather, so they chose Cook. The voyage went smoothly. The scientists went ashore often to collect new varieties of animals and vegetation. 8 months later, the ship arrived in Tahiti and stayed for 3 months.
OK, 其实我们看 smoothly 这个副词 smoothly 在这里是指平顺地或顺畅地 例如 luckily the delivery went very smoothly and the mother is resting now 很幸运地生产的过程都很顺利 产妇现在在休息了或者是 if everything goes smoothly our meeting should end before 3 p.m. 如果一切进行顺利 我们的会议应该下午3点前就会结束 如果去掉字尾的 ly smooth 就是形容词 例如 this pudding is so smooth and tasty 这个布丁非常滑嫩又可口 最后我们看的是 vegetation 这个集合名词 vegetation 是指植物 植被或者是植物聚落 植物的聚落 例如 most of the region's vegetation was removed by the developers 这个地区大部分的树木都被开发商给清除了 或者是 the hotel has a greenhouse full of tropical vegetation. 这个旅馆有一个充满热带植物的温室，或者是 there's no trace of vegetation in this Arctic area. 这个极地区域没有任何植物的踪迹。 And now let's get back to our teachers.
Well, continuing with our lesson, we read, finally, every British ship sailed safely up the river. The charts that Cook made were used for over 100 years. So I would say that Cook played a very important role in history.
Well, he helped a lot of people, I think, because these were buoys that people needed so that they could see where they should go, how they should navigate, right? And these buoys, they marked the channel, the way where they were supposed to go. And so he helped people. It says here that they were used for over 100 years. This path, this new channel, was used for over 100 years.
Well, then we see, then the Royal Society decided to send an expedition to Tahiti to study Venus. Okay, so before we continue, let's talk about this word expedition. What is an expedition? Well, that's just an organized journey for a particular purpose. And there are several different ways that you can use this. For example, we are going on a shopping expedition next week. I can't wait.
Wow, that sounds like a pretty serious shopping trip. If you're going to call it an expedition, but it's true. It is a journey with a specific goal. Now, I think of the book or the movie, The Hobbit and The Lord of the Rings. Of course, they had a journey they were going on and they had their goal, right? These were called expeditions. Now, maybe scientists.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes scientists take scientific expeditions to the South Pole to do some studies there.
Ooh, talking about the South Pole, I actually have a friend who is currently on an expedition in Iceland.
Really?
Actually, she is. She invited me to go with her on this expedition, but unfortunately, I had to decline the invitation.
Well, would you like to enjoy an expedition to Tahiti?
Well,
to study Venus?
Of course! Who wouldn't want to go to Tahiti to study Venus, especially with the Royal Society?
Okay, so these people, the Royal Society, decided to send an expedition to Tahiti to study Venus. And yes, friends, we are talking about the planet in space. This Tahiti was actually a good spot for them to study Venus from.
Well, they would also explore the South Pacific and look for a great southern continent. They needed someone who could navigate in bad weather. So they chose Cook. Of course, who wouldn't want to choose Cook? Because he seems like an excellent captain with a lot of experience.
And so, of course, sometimes when you're out at sea, you might encounter some terrible weather. Big storms, right? And you need someone to navigate those storms. I would not want to be on a ship when it's stormy like this out at sea.
Oh no, that looks so scary. I would be afraid that the ship would tip over or even sink.
And that's happened a lot of times in history, right? There are many shipwrecks, ships at the bottom of the sea because of storms like this. But Captain Cook was a very good captain. The voyage went smoothly. The scientists went ashore often to collect new varieties of animals and vegetation. What does that phrase mean, Rebecca? A variety of something?
Well, this just means different types of something. Of course, you can use this word referring to lots of different things. If you go to the store, you will see that there is a variety of chips. There's a large selection of different types of chips, or there are a large variety of flowers. Stephanie went to the ocean and collected a variety of shells and rocks.
Yeah. If you go to Toys R Us, there is a big variety of games and toys there. I love going to buffets because there is a variety of delicious food.
Ooh, I like buffets too. And of course, thank goodness this voyage went smoothly. The scientists went ashore, often to collect new varieties of animals and vegetation. Well, 8 months later, the ship arrived in Tahiti and stayed for 3 months.
Well, it seems like Captain James Cook loved a good challenge, and I know someone else who loves a good challenge. It's time for the SC Challenge.
Yes.
Okay, let's find out who we're talking to for today's SC Challenge. Please tell us your name.
My name is Serena.
Serena, thank you so much for joining us. And Serena is an English teacher here at Studio Classroom. Now, Serena, do you know the question that we have for you today?
I do not know the question.
Oh, that makes it so exciting. Okay, the question is, since our lesson has to do with tigers and cats, if you could be an animal, what animal would you be and why? Now, before you answer, Rebecca, do you have a guess as to what Serena's answer might be?
I think maybe Serena might choose to be a cat.
I was thinking the same thing. Serena, what is your answer?
Actually, you guys are correct. I would choose to be a cat because actually I grew up with cats and I actually have a cat right now. And I love all animals, but cats have a special place in my heart. So, yeah.
You know, Serena, I like your answer because cats have a special place in my heart as well. Rebecca?
Yes, and cats have a special place in my heart as well. Okay, Serena, if you could be a tiger or a house cat, which would you choose? Because, you know, tigers are part of the cat family. I would probably choose a house cat.
Probably choose a house cat?
And why would you choose a house cat? I don't like the outdoors. I'm a homebody, so I like to stay home and relax and do my thing, not get dirty. You know how house cats are. Do you think if you were a tiger, that just might be a little too adventurous, too dirty? Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I'm not very fierce either, so...
All right, well, we appreciate you joining us for today. And friends, how would you answer this question? What kind of animal would you want to be and why? Talk about that in English. We'll see you next time for the SC Challenge. Okay, well, is this the end of our lesson about Captain James Cook?
Of course not. We have more for you tomorrow about Captain James Cook right here on
Studio Classroom. We'll see you then.